Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged and being, got to be engaged and be involved. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. And there is, you know it, I know it. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of misinformation going on out there, too. I think I mentioned this the other night. I have some friends of mine that called me and said, oh, my God, you know, you can't push this parlor thing. You know, these guys are in bed with George Soros. Where are you getting your information? You know, CNN, MSNBC, ABCDEFG. I mean, seriously. When I say you people, you know, I mean that generically. But you people have got to stop listening to mainstream media. They're not your friend, and they're not interested in telling you the truth. They don't want you to have another place. And then what they do is they go from there to shaming you. Right? Oh, what's wrong? You can't take it? You have to go hide somewhere else? Well, here's the problem. Many of us would stay and fight if we were allowed to fight, but we're not allowed to fight. You saw all the lying that went down on the Hill today? Are you serious? Why bother? And I'm not joking. Why bother? Makes absolutely no sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I said it. I didn't say it right away. It took me a while. But I said it when Barack Obama was elected, and after a while we started finding out who he was and what he was all about. I kept saying, at some point in time, we're going to find out that he was among the greatest frauds pulled over on the American people in history. I wasn't joking. I wasn't saying it just to just to be dramatic. I was saying it because it's real. Think about it. Think about what's come out of this and all the lies. Now, media, mainstream media, will never talk about his lies. Ever, 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 ever. Because, you know, he's a god. He doesn't lie. And you know, lying's okay as long as it serves the purpose, right? Isn't that what we've learned? So we're doing what they're doing with all this stuff, with the lies and the votes and what have you. First of all, they're trying to disparage those, maybe who voted for the first time. They want to be part of that train, that victory train. And you know what? For those of you who are sitting around moping, you still are part of the victory train. They stole this. And it makes them feel good because, you know, now they're in power. But they're not really in power yet. And we're going to believe that they're not going to be. Matter of fact, I even go as far to say, look, if the left is going to run people down there in droves to move in and vote, then I think, I don't know. Maybe we could, there's a lot of conservative areas around there. Just move in for a month, if you know what I mean. Let's nullify their votes. No, I loved it. I saw a group in California. They're doing what's called curing the vote, where people are going to neighborhoods and knocking on doors and saying, hey, did you actually put a vote in? Did you actually vote, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I saw a group of them down at the end of my street. My street is a cul-de-sac. And if they started coming up the street, which I believe they did, and then threw up their hands, because the street is lined with Trump flags, American flags, the blue flags, back the blue, right? That kind of thing. I mean, America first. Their skin would start crawling if they hung out in this neighborhood too long. So here in the last hour, I was talking about some more, and you know what, and we need to keep talking about this. You need to keep telling your friends about it. You keep making sure that these people understand that you know what they're doing. You know what's going on. You know, Pennsylvania now mandating, and we'll get to this later on, but they're trying to mandate people wearing masks inside their homes. Yeah, that's going to work. You know, when you think about police departments, what is it, 1 to every 10,000 people or something like that? How are they going to make that happen? Even the sheriff in New York is a good Italian guy, right? He's saying, look, I'm not going to anybody's house. I'm not going to anybody's house. I'm not going to get search warrants. I got more important things to do than find out if people have maxed out their house, if they got people there for Thanksgiving. I'm not doing it. Back to what was going on in Virginia. These people will do anything to win because they believe they're smarter than you. You couldn't possibly choose the right person to run the country. What are you, crazy? The thing about this is just how brazen and in your face it is. Now, nobody's questioning the Virginia vote, and they should be. The Virginia election results started coming in shortly after the polls closed. There were 378 separate entries or feeds related to Virginia found in a file. It was obtained and shared around the web from New York Times. Right, a few days after the election. The feed shows all the entries from the New York Times for the presidential election, at the state level anyway, didn't include any county or precinct level data feeds. It only included the feeds that whoever tried to steal the election wanted. One oddity, the file. The results of the votes are not in whole integers, 1, 2, 3, and so forth. All the entries have fractional amounts. Makes it no sense, because all ballots are counted as one. Not two-thirds, not half, not a quarter. Come and see your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I'm going through some of the obvious, blatant election steals, voter steals. Right? We were talking about how in Virginia that votes were actually counted as fractions. When you try to figure them out. And it doesn't make any sense, right? Because every vote counts as one vote, not two-thirds, seven-eighths, one-fifth, and then none of that. So, at 11 o'clock in Virginia, 11:03 to be precise, President Trump was leading 52% to Joe Biden's 46. Right? This time, 3.3 million of the eventual 4.4 million votes had already been cast. About 75% of the votes were in. Now, all of a sudden, eight entries. So eight data dumps. Totaling nearly 800,000 votes were removed. They went gone. That makes no sense, right? Unless all those, well, maybe they found out that all those were fraudulent. Overall, three entries of over 300,000 votes were posted in the database to Biden's vote total. They all went to Biden somehow. And two entries of over 300,000 votes were taken away. The same happened to President Trump's totals, but in much smaller amounts. Over 851,000 votes were added to Biden's totals and only 300,000 to Trump, which didn't follow any of what was happening before 11. Right? Now, President Trump, between 11:14 Eastern and 5 a.m., Eastern, the next day, obviously, lost all these votes. Right? The new votes that came in was 73% for Biden, which was not what was rolling out earlier. Even negative entries were added. So this, again, as an attorney would say, well, this is all circumstantial. No, no, it's actual fact that this is what happened in those machines. This is what happened with those numbers. You can't deny it. So the fights have to go on. We have to keep fighting. If you want to keep this republic, and you don't want to turn it into a communist dictatorship like California's becoming, you got to fight this. And many don't want to. Many don't feel like they can win. Don't do that. Don't give it up. Don't throw it away. Seriously. You know, you look at what's going on earlier. A Nevada columnist offered a stunning revelation on the election. He basically said that the NV voter verification on these mismatched signatures, they were accepted, and you could see them coming through. And he kept, and now this is a journal a journalist or columnist, excuse me. Now I'm hoping that they'll take the video. No, seriously, I'm hoping they'll take the video. And Brad Dacus was right. For the mail-in ballots, not the absentee. For the mail-in ballots, the standard was set to 40%. How does that make any sense? Right? I'm asking because this is going to make a big difference in the race. You know, I won't go through it because I don't know enough about it. But they were, medical professionals today. Ripping up on Fauci. You know, that one guy was saying, you know, he hasn't practiced medicine in quite some time, number one. Number two is he's caught up in the limelight. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Pennsylvania mandate. I love this. I think this is like good luck. Pennsylvania Democrat Governor Tom Wolf has announced that new COVID restrictions, including ordering people to wear masks inside their homes. You know, maybe he's connected to your Ring Central, you know, the inside security stuff you got. He said, additionally, anyone who visits PA from another state must get tested within 72 hours before entering the state or quarantine for 14 days. Residents who travel to other states must follow the same rules coming home. There will be, think about this. There will be an exemption for those who commute to and from another state for work or for medical treatment. Pennsylvanians, look, if you really voted for this guy, I'm sorry. I got no sympathy for you. Pennsylvanians who have guests over their own house will be required to wear masks as well with the guests. I can't stand it. No, I can't. I think this is great. And this comes right from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. So they think this is going to help. And again, we go back to what we've been saying, and you can prove it. Wherever you find the most stringent mask policies, this stuff is out of control. Well, I won't say it's out of control, but it's bad. Now, strengthening mask orders, masks are still required indoors. Masks now require any time you're with people outside of your house, though. It's the same thing here in California. You have to wear a mask, according to Governor Newsom. You now have to wear a mask outside if you can't social distance. I'm trying to figure out... do they have like a... Maybe we should make like a 6-foot alarm, right? Little buzzing sound like your alarm clock makes if you get too close to somebody. You know? Is this getting... Are we really starting to feel like you're in a communist country? I don't want to hear about how well it does for people, how we're saving other people's lives. It's not working. What you're doing is not where people are killing themselves, committing suicide, for God's sake. Suicides are up. What's that all about? That's okay, though, right? Depression in young kids, up. That's okay. People are made to be with each other, to commune with each other. And they don't care. Hey, on the systemic racism front, let's talk about some of the numbers in Chicago. Because it's all about the white folk. We'll be back in a few minutes. Show me senior host.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Donald Trump has relieved the head of the Department of Homeland Security's cybersecurity unit of his duties. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he had terminated Chris Krebs for what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the 2020 presidential election security. Krebs was the head of the DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the group charged with protecting America's elections from cyber attacks and interference. According to multiple reports, President Trump looked into a strike on Iran last week. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Well, it'd be nice if I did that, huh? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, get informed. I'm not the only show out there that informs, although I love the fact that you're listening. But, you know, check. You know, you got to find people you can trust. You got to find people out there that you can trust to give you information and verify it. Verify the stuff I give you. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. So, you know, we're constantly hearing about the racism and systemic racism. And, you know, and you come to Chicago or in the Chicago area. Let's talk about the racism, how out of control it is there. You're not going to believe it. And this is perfect because they don't want to talk about these numbers. Right now, the numbers are higher than this. At this point, because there's so many shootings every weekend. But if you think about it, at the end of July, what the FBI is reporting, there were almost 2,300 shootings in Chicago. There were over 450 homicides. Almost every shooter and homicide was black. 97.7% of them. Not misinformation, it's truth. But BLM in Chicago, you know, Democratic politicians, they want to blame the police for this racism. So apparently, black people in Chicago are shooting other black people in Chicago because they're mad at the police department. I don't understand how that works. Chicago's mayor is black. The superintendent of police is black. I don't understand what systemic racism is. Apparently, I don't understand what racism is, period. Cook County State's Attorney, black. The Chief Judge of Cook County Circuit Court, black. The Illinois Attorney General is black. The Chicago Fire Department Commissioner is black. The Cook County Board President, black. The state Senate majority leader is black. Follow me here. I've got a reason I'm doing this. The Illinois lieutenant governor is black. The Illinois secretary of state is black. The clerk of the circuit court of Cook County is black. The Cook County clerk is black. The Chicago treasurer, black. Chicago Police Board president, black. Chicago Transit Authority president, black. The CEO of Chicago Public Schools, black. I'm not against any of this, but I'm making a point here. The commissioner of the Department of Water Management is black. 40% of the city council belong to the Black Caucus. Their pay is $122,000 annually, plus, ready for this one? $122,000 a year in expenses, pensions for life, and 80% of the highest pay attained during their tenure. The Republican headcount in the city council is zip, zero, niente, nothing. William Hale Thompson was the last Republican mayor of Chicago in 1931. The Democrats have been in control of this city for 90 years. At the end of the fiscal 2019, the Chicago deficit was a whopping $850 million. How are the Republicans responsible for this? Where's the systemic racism here? You black people in charge of Chicago should be ashamed of yourselves of what you're doing to your people. That's right, because always here, I'm using your words, say your people. You need to be ashamed of yourselves. You can't blame it on the white person. You can't blame any of this on white supremacy. You are getting more money to run the city of Chicago than pretty much every congressional member. How is that possible? You're in an $850 million deficit, yet you're still willing to shell out almost $250,000 per council person. Doesn't make any sense. Let that sit for a while. You want to feel sorry for these people? That's what I always say. Chicago, New York, D.C., I'm sorry, Boston, Seattle. I mean, let's go through all those wonderful cities. San Francisco. All these cities that had character and something going on for them. And now the only character they have is either crap in the streets or dead body in the streets. How is that the Republicans' fault? And if Joey Biden gets in, all he's going to do, he's going to bail these people out. These states and cities that are failing tremendously. And it's going to be the tax rolls of you and I. Come on, think that through. It's going to be in our tax rolls. It's going to be our fault. It's going to be our tax rolls. And somehow we're going to get stuck paying for it because I don't know. I guess we have too much. Does this make anybody else crazy but me? And I'm not even saying that from a standpoint of I'm saying that from a standpoint of why is it the more you bail people out, the more they do something wrong? I know why that is. But why is it because you can't vote somebody in, you can't vote the right people in that'll fix your city? We have to pay for your mistakes. We don't live there. There's no upside for us there whatsoever. I'm a white guy, remember? What am I going to gain? Because, you know, it's all about me, right? That's what you keep telling me. It's just amazing to me. And we're stuck with this. I mean, I got to start believing that these things truly were stolen. Because I can't believe that people are that ignorant, that stupid, that they would vote the same people in that keep them down, keep them in trouble, keep them in poverty. Really, enlighten me. I'm not the smartest guy. I admit to the fact that I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Nevada AG admitted that they changed signature verification manually for over 200,000 votes. Again, I told you, they're blatant. Right in your face with it. Adam Laxalt, he was the former Nevada Attorney General, made an appearance on Fox News, and he blew the whole ballot fraud discussion wide open. He had a frank interview with Shannon Bream about the matter. Finally, someone is willing to tell like it is about the election. Now, we've been forced to watch so many people claim that these vote counts are a result of glitches. No glitches. It was in computers for 20 years. These aren't glitches. Now, of course, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that all these glitches seem to favor only the Democrats. There must have been Democrat gremlins, right? These massive changes in votes only went to Joe Biden. They didn't even go to down-ticket people. Now, Laxalt is not about to allow the state that he once served get swept up in all this nonsense. That's why he decided to set the record straight. Then it gets annoying to watch all the mainstream media do everything that they can in their power to act like these claims are silly. There's no proof. I mean, what do they want for proof? Do they want videotape of somebody sitting there tampering with the machine? Because even then they'd say, well, there's no proof that that wasn't a repairman, or just, you know, a good Samaritan who saw there was trouble with the machine and decided to fix it on their own. Sure. It's important to understand first and foremost how insecure the system is, he said. We have over 600,000 mail-in ballots that have been counted. Those are votes that are officially in our system. We also know that we have unclean rolls, ballots that have been mailed to dead people, to people who have moved out of state, people that got a dozen ballots in their homes, and so on. This confirms a number of suspicions that we already see. I would put up a list of people with the same name at the same house and the ballots that were returned for all of them. I think that would be great. It goes against every possible signal that the Democrat Party was sending from the early going. They didn't care who knew what they were doing. They were going to steal this election no matter what. Hey, not my words, his. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, violent.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us again on the air and in the chat room, just kind of hanging out, letting me know what you think about the stories and such. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, and I'll respond if I can or take a look at it if I can. Also, would you go up to the website. There's two things you can do up there. All right, one is you can sign up for the newsletter. We do it once a week. And it'd be great if you were on that list. Helps us tremendously. Or, you know, you can be notified by text alert. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Okay. So we're talking about, you know, again, there's no way around it. There's so much fraud going on. They don't want to, they don't want to admit to it. Because if they do, they're basically what they're saying is that, yeah, we cheated. And that's how we won. We won by cheating. Really that simple. But they're not going to do that. You already... Please, give me a break. We already know this to be truth. There's nothing here that none of us haven't already seen before. They just never believed us. And now they're seeing it in big numbers. And there's even Democrats behind the scenes that say, look, I want to win, but I want to win like this. This will be one of the most contested elections in modern history. It's important to understand, first and foremost, how insecure the system is. We have over 600,000 mail-in ballots that have been counted, but those votes, they're not official. They're official in the system, but they're not on the rolls. These are coming in from dead people, people who moved out of state, people who got a dozen ballots at their homes. It confirms a number of suspicions that we've already had. There are no security measures in this system. Right? And it can be manipulated in several ways. People can vote multiple times. Now, Lexall, he wasn't done there. He kept going on. He shared some of his findings from the various experts with Breen. The Democrats should be very nervous about what is about to take place. The folks who are in the know are already spreading the word about the faulty electoral process. These are people that work for the company. These are people that couldn't believe how bad this actually was, how dark and nasty this actually was. That leftist utopia that Biden and Harris are dreaming of is simply going to have to wait. We've spoken to AI and computer vision experts on this, and they've told us that the registrar reduced the signature verification standard to 40%. So to explain this in layman's terms, for those who are unfamiliar with the process, it's simpler than you think. People who are responsible for controlling those machines, the voting signatures have turned down the settings so that more ballot signatures could be accepted. Why would they do that? Are they afraid the people sending the ballots in are too old, or that the signatures they have are too old? Why would they do that? Right? Breen then asked him if he wanted to attach his name to these allegations. Lexall said this is not an accusation because it's already been discussed in open court. Now, Twitter doesn't want anybody to share these clips, share this information, share any of this, because they don't want anybody to know about it. They know that if Joe Biden gets in and they get control of the Senate, these news sources or anti-news sources, anti-truth sources, they won't be called on the carpet for anything. Democrats' stronghold cities clearly cheated in the election. There's no question about it. The mainstream media clearly thinks this is over. They're reporting it's done. It's a done deal. Biden's in. Not true. Hasn't been certified. We can't wait for all that to finally come crashing down on them once and for all. Twitter should be pushing for a full investigation, but they'd rather be quiet, suppress the information. If there is a button that can be pressed to keep the American people in the dark, mainstream media is going to do it. They keep doing it. They haven't stopped. And you only get the... Look, I learned this years ago in politics. The people around you will only give you the information they want to give you to have you move in a specific direction. Let that sink in for a second. A professor shows students how easy it is to hack a Dominion voting machine. No kidding. Look, I tell you guys for eons on this show, I grew up in the computer world. There's nothing secure about that unless you're spending the kind of money you need to spend. And when you're buying equipment from overseas or Canada or anywhere else, how do we know? How do we know what they've allowed in and not allowed in? In the last generation of young kids, you know, the hackers were 17, 18-year-olds. They could get into anything. A friend of mine won a college scholarship from Yahoo. Remember them? They're still around. They were actually putting out there the hackers. You know, they have a hack fest every year, but this one in particular. They wanted you to hack the Yahoo database and then tell them how you did it. He did in a relatively short period of time. And he won his scholarship. Much to the chagrin, in April 2018, New York Times published a video of a University of Michigan computer scientist, Alex Halderman, showing a group of students how easy it is to... rig a Dominion voting machine. The name of the video is I Hacked an Election. So Can the Russians. That's great. It's time for American leaders to get serious about voting security. I agree with them. But here's the problem. If the Democrats get really serious about voter ID, making sure that the real votes count, they'd lose every time. There's some that would win, but for the most part, they'd lose every time. At the time, Democrats were focused on Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. They were anxiously awaiting his team to find that evidence that President Trump colluded with the Russians to win. Yeah, a colleague in the Western Journal's Jared Harris dug up this little gem. The video shows Homer Simpson using a touchscreen to vote for Barack Obama, but instantly turns a vote to John McCain. Professor Haldeman narrates a brief video and tells students that the Dominion AccuVote, TS and TSX machines, are obsolete models, but were still being used in American elections. He said, I'm here to tell you that the electronic voting machines that Americans got to solve the problem of voting integrity, they turned out to be an awful idea because they're so easy to hack. He said, I once turned a voting machine into a video game. Imagine what the Russians could do. And the North Koreans could do as well. He said, I even went to Congress to raise the alarm. Right? He said, here's how he did it. He went on, oh my God. He went on eBay and he bought a voting machine. Right? And that was one way for him to pull the code down to see how the machine works. It's what we used to do in the early days. We used to reverse engineer code because it wasn't so big. Now it's humongous. You probably have to break it out into pieces and give it to different people. But anyway, or if you're the North Koreans, just hack the manufacturers, steal their software code. They do it all the time. You write a virus. It's step three. You email your virus to every election official responsible for programming the voting machines. Simple stuff. It's a lot simpler than you think to hide code in these programs. I mean, they got so good at one time, and some of you, I know this is way over your head, but they were able to put viruses into JPEG files and or PDFs, which nobody thought was ever possible. Then you hijack the program, you let the election officials copy your invisible malicious code onto voting machines, and then you watch your code silently steal votes. And we saw that. I keep telling you, we did a story about a young man in Florida. Now, he was told by the Democrats that they want to see if the machines could be hacked and how and in a specific way so they knew what to look for to keep the Republicans from cheating. And then he found out what they were doing with it. And he turned them in. He blew the whistle, as they say. Moving on, he told students he wouldn't be conducting a poll, or he would be conducting a poll to see how many students preferred their own school, the University of Michigan, over the arch rival Ohio State. Students are seen voting for Michigan. They had a video on it. But here's a little secret. He said he already hacked the machine, he hacked the code, and they can't win. Ohio State is the winner, following a chorus of boos. He informed the students that he had hacked the computers. Now, however, a count of the paper ballot shows that Michigan has won, but the electronic version was different. That's what I've been trying to tell you. So these people are voting on these screens, right? Then they're doing the QR code on the machine, and then it's printing up their ballot so they can look at it, I guess, so they can make sure it's real. Then they're scanning the ballot, and that's how it's reading it. What you're getting on the piece of paper is not what the machine is tallying. Why is that so hard to understand? Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Steve Frank from California is going to join me and talk about the communist nation of California and where we can expect it to go from here. We'll be back in a little bit.